As part of our Global Nation coverage of immigration, we've been trying to bring you a variety of voices, from border crossing agents, as you just heard, to undocumented immigrants. Today we hear from a conservative state lawmaker in Idaho who's been actively fighting for tighter controls on immigration. The World's Jason Margolis has this profile.
Republican Mike Jorgensen served in the Idaho State Senate from 2004 to 2010. I asked him, what's the right solution for the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States?
To go back to Mexico, to file an application, to go through the process, to get into a work program. And if we have a work program that isn't adequate and we need the workers, and that's what everybody's saying, we need the workers, then it's incumbent upon ourselves to come up with a new workers program.
I met Jorgensen at his home in Hayden Lake, a community of 574 people in northern Idaho, not far from the Washington state border. Jorgensen grabbed headlines in 2010 campaigning for re-election. He vowed to propose an Arizona-style law which toughened state laws against immigrants living in the United States illegally. Jorgensen lost to his primary challenger. Jorgensen seems okay with that, but he's not okay with the labels some attached to his hardline stance.
I'm not a racist. I'm not motivated by racism. I'm motivated by the physical impact that it has on our government.
The number of Latinos in Idaho has increased dramatically over the past 15 years. Jorgensen says the ones here illegally drain state coffers.
For special education, to bring people who don't speak English up to speed so they can be taught, to pay their books, to pay their meals. Many of the hospitals take care of illegal aliens on a free basis. We're required to.
All told, Jorgensen figured that undocumented immigrants were costing the state $200 million a year. Greg Hill, a public policy expert at Boise State University, says there's no strong evidence to support this claim. He says, sure, undocumented immigrants can use taxpayer-funded services, but it's not that easy for them to do.
It's very hard for an undocumented woman to take her child, even if he was born in the United States, to receive social services. I mean, to argue that undocumented workers are shutting down emergency rooms, you know, it's an interesting question. They may be, but do we know they are is a different question.
Hill adds that undocumented workers who use phony Social Security numbers, as many do, are paying taxes they'll never recoup. Mike Jorgensen dismisses this as a, quote, meaningless argument. He says it doesn't offset what illegal aliens cost the state overall, and he says that cost isn't just monetary.
Idaho never used to have illegal employees. What we had was we had a lot of high school students who milked cows and did the fruit picking and things like that.
I countered that most every farmer I spoke with in Idaho and throughout the nation say they have to rely on immigrant workers because Americans don't want these jobs. It's hard work milking a cow or picking crops. Jorgensen countered back that Idaho high schoolers don't even have the opportunity to get those jobs anymore. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Hayden Lake, Idaho.